rolling here, I think. There we go. Okay. 3, 2, and 1. It is great to have back with us here on AM 1480 KAUS News. Josh Schaffner, field agronomist with Pioneer here in southeastern Minnesota. And Josh, as always, a pleasure to have you with us here on AM 1480 KAUS News. Greatly appreciate your time. And obviously summer flying by, fall is not that far away. And looking at the crops around our KAUS listening area, starting off with the corn crop, it looks really good right now, Josh. And I think everyone here in southeastern Minnesota, maybe, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think everybody has seen enough precipitation. But the corn crop looks awfully good. From your perspective, where does it sit right now?
Yeah, and definitely it is looking good. If you've been making the rounds through southeast Minnesota, we've definitely had a good corn crop out there, really, from start to finish. You know, we didn't get, maybe as early a start as we wanted to, but, the corn crop got in, had a decent time and really got off to the races. And in state, we're sitting in a great spot. You know, if you look at kind of the maturity and the stage of the crop, you pair that with the stands and the ear counts we have, and you pair that with the moisture you got, which sometimes in August, it's hard to buy a rain. And, the southeast corner of Minnesota has been a garden spot. And, there's definitely a lot of chatter of how good this part of the country looked on the Midwest Pro Farmer Crop Tour last week, too. And I know when they hit the finale in Rochester, they were all kind of pretty excited about what they saw as they got to Minnesota.
Okay, and we'll touch on this with the soybean crop too. But any, I know we had talked that unfortunately, crop diseases very much a reality. I think every growing season, is that the case for corn? Hopefully not. Or are we seeing any kind of diseases that are kind of really widespread? Or
yeah, the disease is definitely, it's kept us busy the last 3-4 weeks. And we're seeing some of the traditional diseases like, northern corn leaf blight, a little bit more gray leaf spot than maybe what we're used to seeing this far north. But, I mentioned the tar spot thing, a very new disease in corn here in southeast Minnesota. It has really reared its head, especially in the very southeast corner. If you look at Houston County, Fillmore County, Winona, and kind of that driftless zone, it's really kept us busy and seeing some challenges where we've had to make some additional trips to fungicides, still doing some scouting. And we're going to encounter some yield loss from this, but producers just got to remember we got to, stay diligent, keep scouting, and then also start looking at, how do we manage this moving forward. Number one, make sure we got good hybrid selection. Number two, just so we got a good scouting and fungicide planning each year moving forward. But definitely call our attention. Normally, we're not scouting corn as busy as we are, but busy is really the only challenge, whether it comes to disease before it's all summed up.
Okay. Good bean crop here. Josh, again, as we've talked, as we talked before, I should say, didn't maybe get in when farmers wanted it to, but really in the big scope of things, actually wasn't late, I guess you could say. But looks like it's caught up and looks really good right now. Would that be an accurate assessment? Or?
Yeah, today it looks good. And I mentioned how good the corn got going once we got it in. And beans were, I kind of remember the season as a year where the corn, we got planted and it took off. We had good stands and it went. And the beans were planted in a very similar time frame, but just really got off to a slow start, for multiple reasons. We got a little cool at the end of May. We had a little bit of isolated frost down in the no-till areas on the border. You pair that with just, you made a little bit of, PPO splash, nothing that hurts the beans, but just everything kind of just lined up to slow them down. Final stand counts weren't as strong as we'd like, but as I always tell everybody, August kind of determines your soybean crop in early September, and once we got kind of into the middle of July, the beans really found their way. We've had great moisture in August, which you don't always get. A lot of sunshine here. The 15-day forecast looks beautiful for the corn and soybean crop, and even though we thought maybe, it's going to be no way we're going to get near last year's soybean crop, they've really kind of found their way, and are looking pretty good. And on the disease side of the beans, sudden death syndrome is showing up. If you drive around, you're seeing some yellowing, especially on the headlands, compacted areas, and maybe now spreading across the field. I think that's going to be the major disease that maybe impacts a little bit of yield. I think we all feared white mold. You look at all the moisture in August, I think a lot of us are fearing white mold. But it seems like, there's some out there, but maybe not as nuclear as what we thought it could be, and SCS is going to be a thing. And again, just like the corn, think about variety selection for next year. Utilize seed treatments like Alevo, to manage that disease, because that infection took place at emergence, just as a show of Fedtel now. But just a few things to be watching, but still I think the soybean crop is going to have a good finish, and we'll definitely maximize what we have for Sam's, and we'll see how it all shakes out when the combine's roll.
Yeah, and that's not that far away. And still with the soybeans here, Josh, I know other parts of the state, aphids are very much a problem to the point where that farmers have to contract with aerial sprayers to treat them. Is that the case here in southeastern Minnesota? Or are they not as prevalent here as they are in other parts of the state?
Yeah, soybean aphid pressure in southeastern Minnesota has been really low to a point where, I mean, I found a few, but you actually got to, you know, I think of the days in the mid-2000s where you'd walk in and we got, you know, 1 to 2,000 per plant. And this year, you got to kind of look around to find them. You're not just going to open the canopy and see clusters of them like that. So aphid pressure has been low. Haven't required really going out there for, you know, a target insect, you know, application. And really in the soybean crop in general, insect pressure has been low this year. Yes, we see a few aphids. Yes, we've had a little defoliation for Japanese beetles. But all in all, really been kind of a quiet, uneventful year for insects and soybeans, which is a good thing. We'll take it.
Yeah, that's for sure. And one final question here, Josh. You were talking about weather and the maturity of the crop, and I guess that is my final question here. That you know, basically, you know, obviously, we hope the weather stays the way it is here right now to get this crop to maturity. But any concerns there over, like we have been mentioning earlier, where the crops may have gotten in a little bit later than farmers wanted, or?
Yeah, no, we've been very fortunate. You know, if we looked at kind of where we're sitting yesterday, you know, even taking into account our later planting dates this year, we're only about 100 GDUs on the corn crop off of last year, which you think last year we were smoking through the GDUs with planting date. And really, you know, we're maybe only sitting 4 or 5 days behind last year's pace. We're knocking on the door at 2,200 GDUs. If you look at the average planting date of around that May 10th time frame this year, and that's putting us most of the corn all at a full bend to R5. You know, we saw, you know, I looked yesterday, milk lines are forming on a lot of the hybrids, and with the 15-day forecast we got, I think this thing's going to progress beautifully. Same for the beans. They're right on track, a little more photosensitive, but, you know, just looking at the early beans that are maybe just going to start to turn here as we get into Labor Day weekend, I think we're right on track on the early maturity beans, like the 09s, the 13s, for a potential middle of September harvest, and I anticipate you will see some corn come out for the end of the month, too, especially where guys are planting some, you know, 96, 98 days that are trying to catch some early harvest, catch some basis contracts there. You know, barring the weather going south, you know, looking at the forecast here, I think we're on target to get the harvest underway and somewhere around the 15th to 20th September. And once we get going, we'll roll right through it if the weather allows us to.
Yeah, that's for sure. And like we said, we hope the weather holds and the crop gets to maturity, not only obviously here in southeastern Minnesota, but around the rest of the state as well. Josh, thanks so much for your time here on AM 1480 KAUS News. Fantastic information for us, as always, from Josh Schaffner, field agronomist with the Pioneer here in southeastern Minnesota. And Josh, I guess next we'll bend your ear when the harvest does get going, and we'll see how things are going at that point. But until then, again, thanks so much for your time. And enjoy the beautiful weather. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jason.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
Yeah, bye.
See ya.